Blog Talk Radio.
You're alive.
All right, how's everybody doing on this afternoon? Hope everything is going well. This is Prophet Dale Hawson coming to you out of Los Angeles, California, and I pray that you have an amazing day. Pray that everything is going wonderful today, and amen. I pray that you are victorious, because you are. I thank you for joining us again on this afternoon for the Labor for Harvest Ministry broadcast. I'm yours truly, Prophet Dale Hobson. And look, I want you to be encouraged today. God has such an amazing life for you, an amazing future for you, if you just maintain and stay focused. Life can be difficult. A lot of difficult decisions can happen that you couldn't plan for. Things can happen that are totally out of your power, but that's fine. In spite of it all, God is good. In spite of everything you're going through, in spite of everything you're facing, in spite of everything that you're feeling, God still is good. That's why he tells you, give all your problems over to God. Cast your cares on him, so he cares for you. And I know sometimes it seems like God has forgotten you and left you in some terrible predicaments. But I want you to understand, my friend, that when God is for you, he promised never to leave you nor forsake you, even to the end of time. And now there's a lot of people might leave you. A lot of friends may leave you. Family may leave you. Husband may leave. Wife may leave. Amen. But those things are to be expected. That's why he told you to put no confidence in flesh, because he knows flesh has the ability to disappoint you. People are with you for a season, and the next season they are gone. And it's not that they meant any harm. They are what you are, humanity. And they are limited to certain seasons and certain reasons in your life. And when you learn to understand that, you won't get so disappointed when things happen in your world. We live in a troubled world, and but you know what Jesus said. Be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. You're going to have trouble in this world. Be of good cheer. What he's saying, cheer up, because you're still victorious. No matter what you're going through, cheer up, because you're still going to make it. No matter what your life look like, cheer up, because he's still going to fix it. No matter what the doctor's saying, cheer up, because you still are healed by his stripes. And he wants you to know that no matter what you're going through, cheer up on this afternoon. Cheer up in spite of the adversity that you're facing. Cheer up in spite of what you're feeling, in spite of what you're oppressed with in your life. I want to talk to you on this afternoon and encourage you for a few minutes just to tell you that, hey man, I want to go to Psalm 66 and Psalm 66 and beginning at that 10th verse. Psalm 66 and 10 said that, for you, God, tested us. You refined us like silver and laid burdens on our back. You let people ride over our heads. We went through fire and water, but you brought us into an abundant place. And I want you to know that the Spirit of God wants me to encourage you and tell you, yes, you've been tested, but you also been approved. And I know you've gone through some tough times. Amen. You need to text that to somebody. You need to email that to somebody. Amen. Tell somebody that, hey, I got good news for you today. I know you've been going through a lot of tests, but God wants you to know that you have been approved. What have I been approved for? I've been approved for the promise, the abundance, the promotion, the husband, the wife, the next dimension, the international ministry, the property, the Fortune 500 company, the investments, the homes that I'm going to build, the real estate business, going amen, blossom again, because you've been tested, but God said, yes, you have been approved. He let some things happen to you. He let you went through some things, some discomfort season, some uncomfortable season. But I came to tell you that no matter what you've gone through, God wants you to know you have been approved. It doesn't matter what your credit system looks like, your credit report says. When you get a kingdom approval, it's called favor. And it means no matter what opposition comes against you, God works around the opposition to get you in the position. Truth of the matter, the reason you've been having opposition is because of the position that God is getting ready to put you in. There's always opposition before you're getting ready to change positions. And God wants you to know that I purposely allow some things to happen in your life. That's why I told you to count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, and to think it not strange concerning the fiery trials that come to try you, as if some strange thing has happened to you. It's not strange, the hell that you've gone through. The truth of the matter, because you are anointed and a person of destiny, it is only normal that you go through the process of preparation and testing to be purified for this next season and elevation that's on your life. It's only normal. Don't think it's strange. Satan wants you to think when tests and trials come in your life that, man, did I do something? Did I say something? Did I not give enough? Did I not pay my tithes? Was it that time I missed my tithes 2 weeks? Was it that time I didn't come to church? Amen. Should I have went to the revival? He'll create all kinds of scenarios in your mind trying to make you figure out why strange stuff is happening in your world. But I want to encourage you today and help you understand that strange is normal in the life of the believer, because we go through some strange events. First of all, you must realize, according to the Bible, we are royal priesthood and peculiar ourselves. And so we go through strange events in our life. But in this world, amen, we are faced with strange adversities because we are strangers traveling through this earth realm. You're just a stranger. Don't get it twisted. Don't get depressed. Don't get frustrated. It doesn't matter about the condition that your life is in. It does not validate the greatness on your life. God let us go through some real tough situations sometime in order to prove that what God built, Satan can't kill. Satan can't kill what he didn't build. I'm trying to help you understand that you are made out. You ain't, forget being forward tough. You God tough. Glory to God. Somebody need to get excited right there. You God tough. That's the only way you could have endured what you endured, because God put an anointing on you, not just to preach, not just to teach, not just to prophesy, not just to be an apostle and to be wealthy and to be, amen, financially empowered, or to be a business entrepreneur, or to run a country, or to run a nation, or to be the next mayor. There's an anointing on you for tough times, glory to God. There's an anointing on you, the reason you're able to endure like you've endured. There's an anointing that God put on his tough made, God tough people. Somebody need to get a shout. I would take a break right there and just give you a chance to shout that you just found out you God tough. You God tough. Glory to God. That's why the devil can't do nothing with you. That's why no weapon formed against you can prosper, because you God tough. That's why when the enemy come in like a flood, Spirit of God lift up a standard against him. Glory to God, because you God tough. Watch this here. That's why when Apostle Paul got bit over there in the book of Acts by the snake and he shook it off, it wasn't because he was forward tough or human tough. He was God tough. And so Jesus was able to stand on that cross and die for our sins and be beat all night long and pierced in the side and brutalized and criticized. And they wonder why he didn't die. When he rose again 3 days later, even his critics had to say, that boy God tough there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And so I want you to be encouraged on this afternoon, because I'm telling you, God has allowed you to go through some tests, some trials. He said that he let you been in some situations, some traps, which was your prison. Prison is not always the penitentiary, the maximum security facilities that they lock criminals up in because of criminal activity or the breaking of the law. Sometimes your prison is a world that God allows you to be in that's normal to everybody else but a prison to you. Some of us has been in prison relationships, prison, been on a job we felt like was in prison, been in a church we felt like we was in prison. Glory to God. Amen. I know you don't think sometimes prison is in church, but glory to God, there are some churches that you might as well be locked up in prison because religion got you bound. Amen. And all of the laws and rules got you bound. And glory to God, boy, I tell you, it's terrible when you're supposed to be in a place of freedom and you in God's house, supposed to be God's house, and you more locked up. And the guy doing 25 years in penitentiary more free than you. Glory to God. Amen. So I want you to understand, but God allowed you. He said, I brought you into them situations. He allowed Joseph. You know the story of Joseph. God put the old, let the boy go to jail. God let the boy get the sentence. God let the boy get in trouble. Boy hadn't done nothing. Old Joseph was a good boy. But God let a female bring an accusation against him and a charge against him. But I read that story several times, and I get excited every time I think about it. God brought to me Dale. He said, if it hadn't been for the rape charge, the man would have never got in charge. Glory to God. And I want to tell somebody, I'm going to be encouraged on this afternoon, because if it wasn't for the charges that hell brought against you, you wouldn't have never knew the position God is about to put you in. Anytime God got a place of abundance for you, there's a fight getting to abundance. Abundance don't come easy in the kingdom of God. Sometimes getting to the place of abundance can be pretty hell. Joshua and Caleb preaches that message to us, how the promised land can be right before you, but sometimes the people right around you are distracting you from a place that's right, that's rightfully yours. And so I want you to understand that God said, I allowed you to go through these things. I laid burdens on your back. I let the devil bench you over. I let people walk over you in order to prove to you that you can be in some situations where you bent, but you didn't break. You know about the woman that had been bent over 18 years. Satan had the woman bent over 18 years. He had a bent, but you know that woman didn't break. That's because she was God too. Glory to God. Amen. I'm telling you, Satan may have you in some situations where you were bent. But I'm telling you, as my good friend, amen, that even on this line now, Pastor Hesley, amen, this engineer who making it possible for this broadcast to come to you, amen, he can confirm that God had let him went through some things. The devil thought he had bent him and broke him. He bent him, but he's still standing. Bent him, but he's still standing on the promises of God. I just had to celebrate that with him right there. Glory to God, because God knows God is ministering to him, because God wants him to know he's been tested, but you've been proved, man, to God. Glory to God. And all of you that are listening, that's been through the fire and been through hell and been through some adverse, made some mistakes, caused some trouble to happen to yourself. God said, well, you might have thought you caused it, but I allowed some things because I knew what it would take to purify you for the season that I was going to use you. That's why I don't worry about what people are talking about that you've been through. Watch what they're going to be talking about when you get to. God, boy, somebody needs to take a praise break right there again. You need to just, amen, you need to just take a note, take that note and put it in your phone. They've been talking about what you've been through, but they're about to be talking about where you're headed to. Glory to God. They're not going to be able to understand why God blessed you like that. They're not going to be able to figure out why God favored you like that. But you have to realize that when man is holding charges against you and won't forgive you of those charges, God is looking and creating an opportunity to put you in charge. Glory to God. And I'm telling you, it's an insult to the Holy Spirit intelligence for anybody to try to bring an indictment against an anointed vessel of God, no matter what they know about you. According to Romans, Romans said, who can accuse me? Glory to God. Who can bring accusation against God anointed? Who can tear down the reputation of somebody God and put his glory? He said, I glorified you, and I sanctified you, and I magnified you, and everything you're going through, working together for your good. So no matter what they say, you have to understand you was endorsed by heaven before you ever was endorsed in hell. I mean, before you ever was accused by hell, you was endorsed by heaven. And anybody that can't see the value of what you've gone through, then I got a message from the Lord today that really impacted me. It's time to get disconnected from people who disrespect. It's time to disconnect from disrespect. It's time to disconnect from difference. Anybody can't see the purpose of God on your life and criticize and got something to say, undermining you and mumbling and smiling in your face and saying something else about your back, they just proven that you've been called by God. They just proven that you've been tested and approved. If you can handle the talk of men and keep on walking, I guarantee you it's an indication that you have grown to a place of maturity, because when you figure it out at some season in your life that whatever people got to say ain't making God day, boy, you won't spend so much time worrying about the words of men that carry no weight over the words of God. And I'm telling you, when you're about to get into an abundant place, you're going to hear abundant of gossip. Before you get to an abundant place of wealth and prosperity, you're going to hear an abundant of lies. Glory to God. All come with the territory. Suffer with me and you'll reign. You got to go do some hurtful times and some tough situations and some dog situations and some bad reputations and some things people can say that can and do to you that can really break you down, but it never destroys you, because your humanity may be affected, but your destiny is impacted by the same negative stuff that comes against you, because it gives you passion and compassion. That no matter what I've gone through, I got abundance waiting on me. And go tell all the abundant lies you want. Thank you for keeping me popular, because the more you keep me in your mouth, the more people keep you in their mouth. It's an indication, glory to God, that it's got to be something about you, because I couldn't be that popular unless I'm that popular in heaven. Glory to God. And so it don't matter. People will try to do anything they can to discredit you. People of God listening to me, don't let words stop the destiny of God on your life. Glory to God. Go to the next dimension. Stand against it. And God will allow all of the hell you've gone through in your life to take you to new dimensions. Glory to God. And that's what you have to understand, that when you get focused and when you finally keep your eyes on the prize, and you got to expect the lies over to God. But God wants you to know you built the last. He wants you to know that you can overcome anything that comes against you. The truth upset hell, the truth upset the devil, the truth upset your critics, the truth upset your haters. Why? Because when you operate in truth, the enemy can't stand it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so you have to understand that God is trying to tell you that you've gone through some things. Yeah, you've gone through the flood. You've gone through fire. Flood and the fire. The flood came to drown you. The fire came to burn you out. But even the Hebrew boys proved to us that fire can't kill God's tough people. Glory to God. And I'm telling you on this afternoon, stay God tough. You've been tested and you've been approved. And it don't matter what the critics think and what they say, you're going to have your day, and that's going to be their pay. Because God knows how to set a table in the presence of your enemies. You got undercover enemies, secret enemies, smiling in your face, talking about you behind your back enemies. But you got to learn how to handle all of it in order to get in this abundant place. Because I came to tell you, and I'm about finished right here, that even when you get in the abundant place, the haters still going to be hating. They still ain't going to be happy for you. Why? Because even after you pass the test and you finally get blessed, you still got to deal with mess. Well, this is Prophet Dale Hobson, the man of God. I don't know if we have any listeners on the line, but I, amen, want to give all those listeners an opportunity to ask questions, to call in and give their opinion or comments. The lines are open.
Greetings, Pastor Prophet Dale. We just thank God for you being on the line with us this afternoon. We had some technical difficulties, but we were so blessed that the show still continued to go on. At this particular point in time, every caller that's on the line is just listening. We thank God for you listening, and we'll continue on from there. Back up to you, Prophet Dale.
Well, God bless you again. I want you to be encouraged on this afternoon. You God tough people, glory to God. You can walk through the fire. You can stand against flood. When the flood come against you, remember God going to stand in your defense. And I want you to be encouraged on this afternoon. Matter of fact, I want to take a commercial for a minute and find out if there's anybody on the line that don't know the Lord and Savior Jesus. I want to take a few minutes and introduce you to him. If you don't know him and you want him to come into your life, just repeat after me, Lord, forgive me of my sins and come into my heart, and I'm sorry. I repent for all my wrong. I repent for having control of my life and not giving you control. I believe that Jesus died and he rose again. He sat at the right hand of the Father, and I receive him as my Lord and Savior. Come in my life, God. Use me. Put me on the path to my destiny. Remember me in paradise, God, and keep me blink ready. In the name of Jesus, forgive me, God, of all my sins. I repent. I'm sorry. God, godly sorrow lead to repentance. And if you're really godly sorry and you repent on this afternoon and you believe those words I just spoke and receive Jesus in your heart as Lord and Savior, my friend, you are a Christian, born again, rapture ready. It's just that simple. I know there's a lot of different people trying to make it complicated, but it's not complicated. Because God didn't want it to be complicated or overeducated. He wanted it to be easy for you to be able to spend eternity with him. And I want to express to you on this afternoon, once again, my friends and co-laborers in the gospel and the sons and daughters of God's kingdom. God's kingdom finna take over all of the nations in the world. And the kingdom nation is what about to take over. I know it looks like this nation may take over that nation, but I come to tell you, when it's all said and done, the kingdom nation of Jesus Christ is going to be standing in control, in authority, in abundance, in full power. And my friend, you are part of it. That's all he's been getting you ready is rapture tough and kingdom tough, so you can stand in these last days against all of the craftiness and adversities that Satan will try to bring against us. You don't understand that some of the stuff you're going through ain't all about getting to the platform. It ain't all about getting to the wealth. It ain't all about getting to the big house on the hill and the big Rolls Royce and the stable full of horses. It ain't about all that. God is getting our faith ready for his return, because we're going to face so many different things in this nation that we have to be God's tough to handle. There'll be a great fall away. Amen. But you don't have to be counted among those numbers if you keep your eyes and your faith on Jesus. Jesus spoke to me this morning. He said, son, that's going to be a great media exposure. Stuff that the media have been hiding for years is going to be exposed, and people are going to be blown away and shocked of all the secrets and mysteries and manipulation that the media have done to our society and kept us hid and allowed our loved ones to die and allowed people, amen, that they could have healed and they could have cured to die away because of the evil of men's heart. We're going to see exposure like never before. Media, they can't keep it hid no more. God bringing everybody out of the closet. Glory to God. And so we're going to see, amen, armies, the hidden motives of other nations that are about to attack other nations. They've already joined forces, and we're about to see that exposure. We're about to see, amen, the craftiness of we've let the enemy already on our land, and we're so busy giving everybody wicked rights that we don't even see that Satan was using, amen, the smoke screen to infiltrate himself into our societies. You got to stay God tough in these days. Amen. You're going to be tested even with the abundance. The abundance don't mean the devil won't walk up to you and ask you, are you a Christian? What you going to do? You going to worry about your house? Or you going to stand in these last days? I'm prophesying to you right now that we're dealing, if you've been made God tough for tough times too. You've been made God tough for tough situations. The world as we know it is finna take a shift, and you got to be connected to God, stay in his presence like never before, get the gossip and the lying, the backbiting, and all that little silly, mediocre stuff that you're involving yourself in, if you're involving yourself in, get away from it. Because anytime the devil trying to keep a lot of gossip in your ears, because God trying to get revelation in your heart. And so stay focused, my friend. Stay focused. The nation, I'm telling you, the nation that we know, amen. I mean, I see troops being sent over to countries, and I see disrespect from other countries shooting our helicopters out of the sky just as a signal of sending a message that we think you're weak and we ready to declare war on you. We got to stay God tough and God focused, my friends and my brothers and sisters. And stay ready. Stay on your face. Because I'm telling you, we are living in a society of evil hearted people. The love of many shall wax cold. And that means people won't be making love decisions no more. They'll be making emotional decisions. You know, they'll be making flesh decisions. They won't have no interest in God when they do whatever they do. We're going to see, amen, we're going to see a greater increase of unsensible shootings. And we talking about schools. But there's a whole nother level of craziness that's coming that's going to be worse than the things we've seen. The time is to stay on your knees and to stay in God's presence. Be watchful where you go and ask the Holy Ghost to lead and guide you. You got to get to the point that you depend on that helper for real. I know this may not be the news you want to hear and want to hear the forecast, but I promise you, glory to God, amen. You got to even ask God if you're going to the right doctor now, because you don't know what's in the hearts of men in these last days. You got to ask God if you're going to the right church, because there are leaders, amen, going to be in the pulpit, and the devil going to be on the side of them to shoot the members up. It's going to be a lot of pastors snapping. Mine going to snap right in the pulpit, glory to God. And people going to be shocked. How could the pastor do it? Forget the shooter coming in. How about when the shooter is the man of God behind the pulpit? Glory to God. I tell you what, stay focused, stay faithful, stay watchful unto prayer. Watch as well as pray. You enter not into temptations. Glory to God. Coming up on this land. Well, I love you again, my friend. My time is about up, and I want to thank you for listening in. I want to thank all of the listeners, supporters, and all of the sponsors. I want to thank Pastor Hesley, amen, for his powerful engineering. I want to thank him and give hats off to him. Matter of fact, I want to take a minute and let him tell you about his 6 a.m. prayer. Man of God, could you tell about your 6 a.m. prayer right quick?
Amen, amen. We are so blessed to be up at 6 a.m. every morning praying. We're about 45 days away from 365 days on the prayer lifeline. And I'm telling you, it is a powerful, powerful prayer lifeline. I'm going to give you the information. The number to the prayer lifeline is 605-562-0020. And you have to enter a PIN number. The PIN number is 835-660-233#, and that's 835-660-233#. Come on and join us 6 a.m. Central Standard Time for prayer on the Prayer Lifeline. We love you. God bless you. Back over to you, sir.
Well, God bless you again, Pastor Hesley. You're doing an amazing job. And man, prayer is actually just giving the people of God the stability that they need, the emotional empowerment that they need. So we appreciate you. and your loyalty to the kingdom and loyalty to ministry and your loyalty to God's people. Hey, this is Prophet Dale Hobson, again, coming to y'all in Los Angeles, California. I thank you for joining in and listening on this afternoon. And just remember, my friend, what the word of the Lord was to you today. Yes, you've been tested, but you've been approved. It's going to turn out good in your behalf. Stay focused. Stay watchful. Stay prayerful. Love you, my friends. See you next week. Same time, same place.